going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Step back on Nico, fires a three ball. He's holding that hand in the air because it was so pretty. His sixth made three in nine tries. Donovan Mitchell has 27. Cleveland by four. Retaliation by Donovan Mitchell. Mercy. Another 30-point playoff game for the Don. And there it is, back-to-back games, 121. This time the Heat, 112. They lose this one by 9 versus 21 in game 1. Any way you spin it, Miami heads home, down 0-2.
It doesn't ever matter how you get there. Of course, you know, there's things that we're going to look at and try to get better so we're not down, you know, 17. You know, but at the end of the day, it's a two-point game, you know, and we had our opportunities there. You know, we struggled to contain Mitchell, obviously, you know, down the stretch. He made some tough shots. He did what he typically does. We threw, you know, two or three things at him, and he still was able to negotiate and manage and find some airspace. You know, so we'll get to work. We have a couple days, you know, we just got to figure it out. There's a couple, you know, games where we're right there, you know, and now we just have to figure out how to get it over the top. It's going to take more. It's going to take collectively us, you know, digging deeper. And we have respect for you know, who they are, what they can do, but we have to be better.
With the 8th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Ryan Tannehill, quarterback, Texas A&M.
They got to go get New England. Who do they get in the draft?
With the 14th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Devontae Parker, wide receiver, Louisville. With the 13th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Laremy Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss. With the 11th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Minka Fitzpatrick.
With the 5th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
Well, there it is, which means for the first time since Kellen Moore, who is now the Cowboys offensive coordinator, threw a pass, we're going to have a left-hander who's going to throw a pass in the NFL, provided, of course, that Tua is healthy and ready to go when the season starts.
With the 21st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Chop Robinson, linebacker, Penn State. With the 13th pick in the NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
And yes, who will the Miami Dolphins draft tonight? First night, first round of the NFL draft. What a show, man. What a show they put together. My God, everybody's already out in Green Bay except us. I think everybody's out there, out in Lambeau Field, and good luck trying to find. I would love to know, like, I get there's going to be a ton of people there. It's not a very big area to start with. It's a very unique NFL market. I know Milwaukee's not too far away, but it's not exactly next door. And they got a waiting list, and that is one popular team and great history, of course, with Vince Lombardi. And got to get that picture with Vince Lombardi when you're there, by the way. No question about that. We say good morning to everybody. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Let's start with what happened last night. Heat and Cavs. First thing I thought of, folks, is I got up, and they're right there, 105, 103, about 3 minutes left, and you're going, damn, is there a chance they're going to pull this out? But then I remembered Ron Rothstein said something. Ron Rothstein said something that he said has been around forever and will never change. Ron Rothstein, who's been around, coached a lot more than anybody else, been a head coach, been one of the best defensive coordinators in basketball for a long, long time with the Pistons, with the Heat. He said, Joe, your best players have to be their best if you're going to win. So Donovan Mitchell did 17 in the fourth quarter, 30 in the game again. Again, the best player in the game. And he is the best player in this series. There's no question about it. Even if he throws in a dud here down here in Miami. But they played their ass off. The Heat played their ass off. But at the end of the day, when you break it all down, and I know Spo, and God bless him, hey, you can say whatever you want, and he knew where it was going. He goes, you can say whatever you want, but that's a two-point game in the fourth quarter late. And he's right. There's guys that you're going to go, man, I said this last year in the playoffs, and they had a whole bunch of guys out. I'm still looking for guys that I want back next year to be part of this thing and how they play in these big, big games called playoffs. Davion Mitchell, his ass is coming back. We got to get him back. Not afraid to take shots. Got in the starting lineup last night. Had 18 points. Not afraid to take big shots late in the game, early, just something about him. You're really like, not to mention, he's playing at a high level right now with his role. Tyler Herro last night, 33 points, 14 of 24. Again, there's another guy that's really stepped up. Overall, been a really, really good year for him and a step-up year in his play, his endurance, playing in games. The other side of this, and I like him. I'm like a lot of you, I like him. But we can't have Bam go 3 for 9 for 11 points. And I know they got a couple of bigs, and they make it tough. And he almost had a triple-double last night. But he had 11 points. We can talk about 14 rebounds and 9 assists and all those things. And Bam was 3 for 9, 11 points. And Wiggins, who's been in more playoff games than anybody at the highest level, 3 for 10, 10 points. 3 for 10, 10 points. Bam, 3 for 9. They combined for 21 points. Now you're putting pressure that somebody else has got to step up, some young guy that hasn't played very much, and it doesn't work. I mean, we need another. I mean, this last night, you can just look at that game last night and go, okay, Bam's not going to change who he is. Tyler's going to give you, but Tyler needs another scoring partner. He needs another scoring partner. I don't know how you do it. I'm not that smart at what you have to give up to get it, what's out there for free agency that's an upgrade. I don't know. And I know the really good players who score a lot are going to be expensive, even if they're 36, 37, 38 years old, Kevin Durant. They're going to cost you. You're going to have to give up some stuff, and I understand that. But that was just a perfect example, and we can break down all the stuff and what happened. But you can go by what they make. You can go by trades and the key piece of trades and all that stuff. Nothing against Davion Mitchell in the trade. But the main piece of that was Wiggins, who has his nights where he's really good and athletic and defends, and he's really good and has been really good with Golden State. 3 for 10, 10 points. I'm all for the hall passes, man. I am. And you can just go, well, we're just not that, Joe. You're asking too much of these guys. I'm just telling you, Donovan Mitchell, if you're going to win and keep going to these playoffs, you got to be the best player every night. He's been the best player in these first two games. Tyler Hero, 33 points. High percentage of shots, makes a lot of them. Nobody else. Davion Mitchell is the next guy. And then your other guys don't score. Bam, 3 for 9, 11 points. Wiggins, 3 for 10, 10 points. You're not going to win. Not going to win unless some young guy goes off and has one of those career games at home. Now, I still think they can beat the Cavs in one of these games. I don't think they're going to get shut out. I think they're going to get a game at home. I do. But it goes back to what Ron Rothstein, it's not me. Ron Rothstein knows more about basketball than anybody listening right now. Yo, your best players got to be their best. That's just the way the league works, man. I mean, it's just and by the way, if you really think about it in any sport and any team sport, your best players who you give the most money to, minus injury in football, you need them to be your best players. The Dolphin players were not the best players last night. We're making all the last year, they were making all the money. And we can go around. And the Panthers are really good. And you know why? Because their core of guys in their first playoff game that make a lot of money were all really good. Isn't that amazing? Reinhart, goal. Tkachuk comes back, 2 goals. Big Bob. Looked like Big Bob. Bennett, who I don't know what you're going to do there, boy. Hope you can keep him, man. I think we've all kind of fallen in love with this guy and just how good he is and important to the Panthers. Anyway, they're back in action tonight. We've got a lot of stuff, man, a lot of stuff. Heard some crazy stuff last night. Listen, I'm a junkie. I got caught with one TV on all the draft coverage because they were throwing them out. You know, it's one thing to throw out all those mock drafts. I got to tell you, I've always laughed. If you're a football fan, and somebody throws out a mock draft and you know who the guy is, and sometimes even if you don't know who the guy is, but whoever he works for is kind of a big thing in NFL or something, you check him out just to go, hey, I'm just curious what they have us doing at 13. Oh, where they got Shedeur Sanders going. You just kind of want to know, right? And so last night, Daniel Jeremiah did the big one. The lead draft guy for NFL Network, which is a big job. I mean, that's a big one. I mean, this guy does it year round. I'm guessing he's got pretty good contacts because he is an NFL guy owned by the NFL, NFL Network, that Daniel Jeremiah is getting a lot of stuff. So he did his last one last night. And if you missed it, he had the Miami Dolphins trading their pick, which, by the way, I've got some good friends that think that's going to happen. 13 to 20. And I'm, woo, that's 7 spots. Trade with Denver Broncos last night. Denver Broncos badly wanted Colston Loveland, the second tight end in this draft. And some of the, although I think Mason Taylor is every bit as good as Colston Loveland, but he's a Michigan guy, and I understand it. So Colston Loveland, who's a really good player, goes to the Broncos. And so the Dolphins get the 20th pick and pick up a second-round pick, so it's not bad. I get it. Now, you got to hit on them, but I also understand you're giving up 7 players in between or 6 players in between that are really good that you're going to have some of those guys on your board. Now, I know our guys have looked at all these scenarios of what could happen. Like what we're talking about, they spend hours talking about, so they don't get blindsided by too much. They really don't. I know it's an easy time, but, well, Chris Greer does and all that. They got a lot of smart people sit around those meetings, and they go, what if they do this? They need this guy. And the phones are ringing nonstop. Chris Greer is talking to everybody right now. Chris Greer and the GMs, and Chris, a hell of a nice guy. They're talking to Chris, and Chris is talking to guys trying to get a feel and what everybody's going to do and what might happen. And so in this one, I don't know if this is – I think I saw Daniel Jeremiah say the Broncos to move up 7 picks would give up a second-round pick. I don't know if that does anything to you. And I'll get to the final part of this. Second-round pick is like 51. So it's a high pick. It's a good pick. That now all of a sudden gives you 48 and 51 in the second round to take care of some needs. but you're losing, obviously, seven spots and six spots, and how good is that player? Now, my biggest problem with Daniel Jeremiah is he's got his taken Malachi Starks. Again, we got two safeties coming back, and I know they've been basically have one hasn't played, and the other one's been a special teams player and played a little bit. But we went out and got a couple of guys in free agency that have started and have played some as starters when guys have gone down in New York and gone down in Detroit. But I don't want to take a safety with the first pick. In his, this is him now. Don't this doesn't mean Chris Greer is doing it, but Daniel Jeremiah has us taking a safety. And I'm like, why with everything we need? Why in the F are you throwing out a safety for us to take? I saw somebody else got us taking a tight end first pick. He's so good. Penn State kid drops Warren. You got to take him. He's so good. I'm like, no, I don't. I know I got a better pass receiver right now than I have with him. Whatever he's going to turn out to be, I know I got a guy that just had a really good year. Really, really good year. Why would I take that? When again, I got three big holes in this team, and I got to get the best players possible in those positions. I'm just doing the common sense thing of like looking at the team and what they have, and I understand there may be some guys been like backups on other teams or rotating in on the short end coming in, but we're going to need some of those guys. Some of those cheap free agents we sign are going to have to play. You can't just sign them all and make them all backups at the end of the 53-man roster. You just can't do it. All right, we got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff, today to get fired up with. We're going to have some national stuff, local stuff as well. Big Bo's coming in. He's got a big CBS draft show tonight. So I was surprised the big fella's getting up early. Wanted to come in here, and we'll talk about the Dolphins and the draft and get into some of the great stories that are out there with everything that's going on for this big night. I love it. I am a big fan. Usually non-competitive games of like playoffs or anything else don't do that much for me. But the NFL draft, people understand the draft is what, whether you like your pick or not, everybody is curious and wants to know, and because college football is so popular, you want to see where some of your favorite guys are going, whether it's Florida State, Florida, Georgia, whatever it is, Ohio State. You want to see all those guys you saw in the playoffs, how high they're going to go, and University of Miami's got a bunch of guys going to get drafted next 3 days, so this thing's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We're going to go to break. Before we do here on a Thursday, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Get up in the morning, jump in that beautiful Tahoe, nice and comfortable, everything just the way I want it, the music ready to go, and all the space one man needs. So I drive in here to Miami to get ready. And I'm thinking the whole time, you know what? Hope everybody gets a chance to check out the SUV family. If you're looking for the big boy or a midsize SUV or just a big, durable Silverado truck, you got so many options, And the best overall product's not even close. What they have done with the 2025 Traverse is taken it to a whole new level. I love the all-new Equinox, don't get me wrong, but the 2025 Traverse, wow. Spacious, comfortable seating for everyone, plenty of room for everyone's cargo, turbocharged 2.5 liter to give you better performance. I can go on and on, but that look is ridiculous. Midsize SUV, if that's what you're looking for, they're super popular everywhere. Check out the Traverse, though. Take it for a drive. Check out that Traverse. The family is going to love it, and so will you. Hey, Silverado trucks are big dogs. That's right. I always call them the cleanup hitter. A Silverado truck, boy, it's got everything you need, especially for folks out there that doing some pretty strong work out there. Need to get around big loads on the weekends. You got a nice big boat you need to carry with you. Travel with, man, I'm telling you right now, we got a Silverado truck perfect for you with a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Really is hardest working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs and is always there when you are. If you work 7 days a week, You got something you can depend on with a Silverado truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got some great deals going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, already sitting here with some of our other radio stations. Everybody's talking about. So let me just tell you what I got. Join with you. I hope we don't take Malachi Starks, a safety. We've already got two from free agency, and I'm with Chris Greer. We got to find with the two we have coming back from last year and these two, we need to find some guys that that can play. That's just me. And listen, Malachi Starks might be better than all of them, and probably when it's all said and done will be. But we have some other needs. The other one is, it's interesting because he's a UM guy. Cam Ward, by the way, is also getting ripped pretty good. Everybody says, oh, Shedeur Sanders is just getting ripped. He is getting ripped at an unbelievable level to the point, you know, it's really a bunch of BS. Like, I don't care how cocky he is or if he acts like his dad. And then we got guys saying he's not that good. Look, there's no reason that you have to go around telling media guys privately off the record that he sucks as a person, and he's the worst interview. Like, I don't know what you get out of that. Do you sit there because you've been doing this so long and you're in the interview room? And I don't believe these guys are making it up, because I got other people that, because of Dion and they don't want to deal with Dion. I understand all the stuff that's out there. You got to deal with Dion and you don't want to put up with that. And he's getting ready for a game on Saturday, and he's ripping your team the way he uses a kid. And if he can play, you take him. And if you don't like him and he doesn't fit your personality and your concern and you don't think he's the right guy, you don't like his physical talent, okay. And then the other side of this is, so Cam Ward's most likely, I think it would be a shocker, actually, if he's not the first overall pick at this point. We find out Tennessee just put together one of the greatest bluff jobs of all time to run up the value on a trade. Again, like they're going, well, he's okay, but we don't know how good he is. And he'd be the seventh quarterback. He'd be behind all six guys who were drafted last year in the first round. And yeah, so Cam Ward's getting ripped, like the worst first-round quarterback we've ever had. I'd calm down on that. We've had a couple of first overall quarterbacks not work out. We've had some high picks not work out a quarterback. Here's the biggest problem for Cam Ward that he's going to have to deal with. This has been going on since father time and the draft system was put together. A lot of times, going back to Steve Barkowski and Jim Plunkett and Archie Manning, probably know where this is going. I went way old school on you. They got put on really bad teams with no talent around them and really struggled to have to have success. When you're running for your life and you're in a bad offense and a bad organization that can't get it figured out, sometimes we're starting to notice and people are starting to talk about this. It's not that the quarterback sucks. It's that the system they've been put in and the talent around them sucks. Doesn't help the situation. And we've had some of those guys. Jim Plunkett was able to get out of it and go play for the Raiders and win a championship out of Stanford many, many years ago. And some guys have been stuck on the same team. They got video. I don't know how many people go back and you watch some of those old films, NFL films. I'm watching Archie Manning. God bless Archie Manning, Peyton's father, running around for his life and being thrown down in the old days when they used to basically pick you up and mug you when they threw you down. I have great respect for Archie Manning, if nothing else, but watching those highlights and the hits he took every game from playing on that absolutely bag fan wearing team. Remember they started putting the bags over their heads, the Aints and all that stuff. They're bad for a long time. So that's part of it, too. I just hope Tennessee gets it figured out to give him a chance. Because one thing about it, when he's got time to throw and all the stuff that we saw this year, and you see a lot of Cam's, you know, highlights, and he's running around back there or moving around, sliding around, buying extra time to make some of those ridiculous throws that he makes that's going to probably have him as a first overall pick. But, yeah, man, things have gotten vicious. You know, it used to be, you know, I mean, it's always been bad, but it just seems like more stuff's leaking out that's vicious. Like, there's no reason. Shedeur Sanders has not done anything to him. I don't know if he can play or not. I really don't, and I always say this. If I was to pick quarterbacks, I'd have been wrong about 42 times since I started doing these shows 35 years ago. And I realized, unlike others in this town, I would suck as a general manager. Serious. I'd say it almost every day, Woody. I would suck as a general manager because I've fallen in love with some guys and I see, and again, part of it's not them. Part of it is you get put in a system that just doesn't work for you or doesn't have enough talent. Or now they're asking you to do things that you never did in college and you're not capable of doing. Those things all pop up in this game. I'm going to read you some of the stuff when we come back on Shedeur Sanders. That one unnamed NFL person said it's a shred job from top to bottom. It really is. It's about as vicious as I can remember. And I don't know. Everybody's saying he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler after tonight, that he hit it off with Tomlin and Coach Tomlin, and that's the match. Then others are saying, don't care. Giants are acting like it, but watch out. They need, you know. So we'll see. That's part of the fun about tonight and what's going to happen with the quarterback class, whether it's Sanders and a lot of people got Dart going in the first round and Milroe going really high, and Chuck and, you know, whoever your favorite quarterback might be.
Oh, these guys are always wrong, man. Who cares?
Yeah, they are. But here's the thing. All the guys are right and put all this stuff out. All those words seem to disappear after the draft, yeah. Right?
Well, let's see how many of these guys that, you know, end up falling or getting passed on or whatever end up being really good, right? And the main guy that comes to mind who was, like, really, really good in college was Lamar Jackson. Guy fell all the way to the end of the first round, and he's, I don't know where you rank him right now, Joe, but guy's been a top five quarterback for damn near a decade.
Yeah, he has been.
I mean, the guy's really, really good. So, like, yeah, it's not always –
You remember
an exact science here,
people? But, there were teams that took him off the board.
Yeah, because that was a wide receiver,
a quarterback,
one, right?
And
yeah,
asked him to run a 40, and he goes, "There's two things I won't do now because you said that. I'm not going to run a 40. I don't believe he ran a 40, if I'm not mistaken. And second of all, by the way, now a lot of guys aren't running 40s. I'm not running a 40. And second of all, I'm not lining up to run routes. Won't do it.
Good for him.
It worked. Baltimore goes. By the way, Baltimore, you want to talk about a well-run organization? Yeah. They went from Joe Flacco and won a Super Bowl. Joe's getting old, and they go, hey, put the offense in for Lamar. Put an offense in for him that fit everything he did well. And I don't know if anybody's won more games. I know he hasn't won the big one and, you know, hasn't gotten deep in the playoffs, but has anybody won more games than Lamar Jackson?
Since a lot of teams passed. Everyone passed on him, right, in the first round, except for one team.
A lot
they
of teams
took him at the last pick of the first round.
A lot of teams.
So I don't really buy into a lot of this, man. A lot of these guys have fallen in the draft, right?
Again, it's always amazing too, because my next thing is we got all these guys. This is what they do for a living, and they don't do it by themselves. They got so much support with people doing background checks, workouts, finding out, you know. Everything you can find out, and yet it's a big fat whiff.
By the way, if this guy does end up dropping a bunch and he ends up being really good, that'd be crushing, man, to pass on another guy that.
Well, again,
you know, I know we're not going quarterback in the first round or whatever, but
I don't know how good guys are. I have no idea.
I don't either.
I know this quarterback class is getting blasted, though.
Every time I try to pick which quarterback I think is going to be the best one, I end up being wrong, so who knows.
There's been a few through the years that you were right about. I thought the guy that quit football that's now running Stanford Athletics.
Andrew Luck.
I thought he was going to be, and he was.
He was good.
He had one of the greatest games against the Miami Dolphins I've ever seen. I don't know if you remember that game.
I feel like you say that about a lot of guys.
No, but you're right. I do. That's funny. I did say that.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
You said that about
Josh
a lot.
Josh Allen. Okay. Forget I said that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got more stuff to get to here, but before we get back here, protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Hurricane season is right around the corner. There's people up this morning going, you know, he's right. We've dodged the big bullet the last few years, but it's just a matter of time. And have I done everything possible to protect my home from severe damage? And when the next big storm comes, are you ready to go? And a lot of people going, I'm just trying to get through one more year and save some money. Well, listen, you don't need to do that, not with Loctite, because if you have an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. By the way, let's switch it over. Save on big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. When you can get it done right now, let me tell you, Loctite Impact is growing quality work, quality people to make sure you get it done the right way the first time. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Let their professionals help you today, covering all of South Florida and ready to get it done before hurricane season for you.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And Joe, we have a big event coming up. I know you're excited about this one. WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is back on Friday, May 9th at Tabacona Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is free, but space is limited, so we ask you RSVP now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacona Plantation Walk presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmorsesawgrass.com.
It's going to be fun. Chris Atkins, thank you so much for
I love that guy.
He is fantastic and just a great guy, does a great job, whether it's Cadillac, a Buick, a Chevy, really, really good guy. By the way, Channing, we're going to have fun. It's going to be a good night for everybody. We'll all be out there. It's a Friday night, by the way.
Carry Channing onto the stage.
I think it's really important everybody knows it's a Friday night.
Yeah.
A lot of,
is Channing still hurt, though? Do we know? I mean, is he doing better?
No, he's fine, dude.
He's doing better?
This is your way of taking a half jab.
No, it's not. I just want to make sure he's
okay.
Don't
worry about Channing. He was able to make a little fun of himself. But anyway, hey, come on out, man. Come on out. Join us. Have a drink. Sit around and shoot the breeze. And even if you don't drink and even if you don't want a cigar, just come out and shoot the breeze with us. I happen to like that stuff, man. I do. You get to meet a lot of people, spend time with people, kind of hear what everybody's talking about and what's going on and everything. So if you want to get out or you and the wife want to come out and see us, that doesn't happen very often, but I had to throw that in. And if your wife would like to come out and see us too, we'd love to see her.
Is your wife going?
No. Mine?
I know. I was just messing.
My wife's way past being over my old act. Like, if you're to go up and rip me to my wife, she'd go, I agree. She'd go, we get the same thing at home.
That's fair.
I understand. Like, I want to tell you what your husband said. She goes, I know. He's an ass clown. I get it. By the way, I got to get to this here. First round of the NFL draft, and nobody's safe right now. I know this Shedeur Sanders has become the biggest story in this draft. He has. Therefore, when the season was over, it was Shedeur and Cam, who's going to be the first pick and who's going to be the second pick. Shedeur, for whatever reason. So listen to this one, Woody. An unnamed coach told NFL media that his interview with Sanders was the worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames his teammates. But the biggest thing, he's not that good. Is there anything else you want to say about the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year? Jesus. He did get sacked a lot, by the way.
Did he call him ugly, too?
No, he didn't do that. He didn't say, I didn't like his old man, or he didn't do any of that. But so it is funny because one of the first things NFL agents do is if you've been a problem, do not blame other people when they ask you what happened. Take full responsibility.
I want to say he did do that during the season, right? A little bit, some of his guys, but hey, man, you know what? Either the guy can play or he can't.
It's one thing if Deion says, hey, and Deion goes after a guy. Deion, by the way, is not the softest, easiest coach. He does tough love, and sometimes, and he's very close to his son. Everybody knows they are very close, which, by the way, father's son. And Shedeur talks a lot about remembering stuff and people he's met, and he's been a different world than everybody else with being around great players. And honestly, his father's as good as cover guy has ever played in the game, as good a return guy has ever played in the game. He was that good. They did call him the best two-sport athlete, baseball, football of all time, maybe, and I just tell everybody calm down on that a little bit. Bo Jackson wasn't bad either, but he was unbelievable, and we were part of that when he ran from a Braves game to come down here and play with the Falcons against the Dolphins, and then they flew him right back. Nike had a plane waiting for him to get him back that night for the baseball game, which was just crazy at the time. Crazy stuff. But I got to tell you, that was pretty tough, Woody. That's pretty tough for somebody. I guess my only thing is if you really feel that way, maybe teams do. I want nothing. Take him off the board. I know we need a quarterback. Take him off the board. I don't want to deal with that.
I got to tell you, I hate this stuff. I mean, it's really, really uncool to do this, man. And then to not put your name on it is such a bitch move.
Well, why not just keep that stuff? Why tell anybody?
Keep it to yourself.
Just keep it like, hey, guys, let's.
If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Yeah, why?
Hey, look, you'd be critical of the guy.
I'll tell you
why. If you're a draft guy, yeah, you could be critical of guys if you don't like something they do in their game. But, man.
There's two things behind this, though, Woody. Are you ripping them so other teams will hear that and go, he'll drop, and then you can get them? And the second thing is
you're a team going on anonymous sources though.
But it's also if you don't take him and that you saw what people are saying about him and that's why we didn't take him instead of just passing on him and taking somebody else. But hey, I don't know the kid. He seems likable. Obviously feels very comfortable the way he talks. We got a lot of guys. You know, all these top guys go, hey, I'm the best player in the draft. If I hear that Penn State pass rusher, nobody has said I'm the best player in the draft more than he is, and everybody loves it. The quarterback says it, and it's Deion's kid, and he gets ripped.
You know what, though, man? That kid has a ton of pressure on him. He's a young kid. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of going after the guy that hard.
That's pretty good.
If you're going to do it, put your name on it. Right? I mean, that's the only thing. Like,
you put your name on it.
Not anonymous coach. I mean, come on.
You're done.
Barkley was screaming about this on TV the other night because they did that that thing with Tyrese Halliburton. They said he was like the most overrated player in like an anonymous poll. And Barkley was screaming about these anonymous things. It's like, come on.
That
man.
Surprised me a little bit. I get that guys don't like him. Sometimes I think there's guys that don't like guys in the league and they kind of throw in their talent in with it because you might not like a guy. But anyway,
nothing good comes from these anonymous things, though, man.
But at the end, he's not that good besides all the other things we just told you. So anyway, that's part of what's going on and part of the game and the gamesmanship that's going on right now and everybody trying to figure out. And I'm sure the phones are ringing. I'm sure Chris Greer got in early this morning to find out, figure out, and the phones are ringing, what would it take and what if we swap picks with you and all that stuff. So I have my list coming up. Bo's going to be within the 7 o'clock hour. He's going to come here a little bit later on and we'll talk to him about it, but I just hope, and Perk's going to join us, and Perk's got his top 10 players, and three of them, two are safeties and one's a tight end. Perk, come on, you're better than that. You're talking about a potential first pick, and you throw in, what's with the safeties and tight end? I don't care if they're the best player.
Don't rip the guy before he comes on, jeez.
Huh?
Don't rip the guy. I know it's a rip fest here. Don't rip him before he comes on.
I'm not ripping him. I just, like... Everybody's got – hey, part of this is everybody's got their own
You
take.
Were wrong on where we should draft, too, so.
What do you mean by that?
You said cornerback. I still think you're wrong, so.
You would admit, though, that it's a need.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are needs.
I just waited to see you're going to say
there's
no.
There's a lot of needs.
We don't need it. We're going to play with coaches. Maybe some assistant
not
coaches
a need?
Can
I mean,
play.
Come on, man. Like,
no, that's not. See, there you go. So you just throw it in the
There's a
everything.
Lot of needs, yeah. Joe, okay?
Yeah.
But do I think that – cornerback is the most pressing issue? No.
It's right up there, Woody.
I hate the idea of trading the pick, but
that's
you know, man, look, just take the best of it. We screwed around. The one that really bothers me is we screwed around with the wide receivers. Remember, they traded back so they could get a few extra.
We could have had the number one receiver in football today.
I suppose, yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
that stings, and I don't want this to
well,
come off as a shot
that.
At Jalen Waddle. But
you weren't saying that 2 years ago. You weren't saying that 2 years ago when Tyreek was going 1,700, 1,799.
Tyreek has nothing to do with it.
Well, he does because it's about having a number one receiver, and the number two receiver was had as good a number as anybody in Jalen Waddle.
I know, but Ja'Marr Chase has been he's pretty fantastic. Legit number one for a while.
No. Listen, I'm not saying Waddle and they're you're right. One guy is leading a race on that.
What is it you say? They have nothing in common?
Well, they have very little in common, but yeah. I will tell you, one's got Joe Burrow throwing to him, too. Weatherproof Joe
that
Burrow.
Does make a difference.
All right, listen, man, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hours coming up. We are all over the board today and lot of stuff, a lot of work. And, boy, is this an important one for survival for a lot of folks. This draft is big. And I'm sure they're saying that. This isn't the only city, NFL city, they're saying it, but this is a big one to fill in the holes. Because I know one thing, free agency ain't going to fill all these holes with what's left out there. No matter what you're told, they got to hit on some picks that can come in and play right away, man. And it starts tonight. Big, big part of it. All right, we got to go to break. Baptist Health South Florida never goes to a break because they're always working. They have put together one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I know most of the doctors, been to dinner with some of the doctors, and some of them have operated on me. It's a pretty good group. Baptist Health South Florida, man, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. To be one of the top sports medicine programs, you got to go out and you got to get top specialists that basically most of their practice is taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes from not only here in South Florida, but from all over the country that will come here for a second opinion and to get these operations done. And a lot of athletes are coming here. If you ever go and you ever go in to see some of these doctors, you're going to go, wow, I didn't know you were going to be here too. Yeah, they take care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. You never know when you go there who you're going to see. And they got great facilities, great, great facilities to go with all these great specialists they have for knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement specialists as well as Achilles. All they do is get us healthy and get us back out playing the sports we all love the most. And I just want to tell you this, with three great facilities like Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation, pretty good group for Dade Broward and Palm Beach County. The next time you have any kind of problem with an injury through sports, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho.